So the Know the Signs campaign is the product of a statewide campaign in the state of California. Our funding came from Proposition 63, which were funds that were created from millionaires' tax for mental health services in the state of California. Now, over time, the counties got together and they had allocated that at some point in their planning process that they were going to need to do some social marketing in order to drive awareness in the state to some of the services that they were creating. They realized that if they pooled their money together rather than did it as 58 individual counties, that they would have more impact. So what they created was this Cal Mesa project, and that was funded for a social marketing project. Now, there were 30 individual contracts that for these dollars. What I'm going to talk to you today is just one of those, which is suicide prevention, our social marketing campaign, and I'm really only going to really in-depth talk about only one of the 19 individual deliverables for that campaign. It was quite broad. Now, the campaign framework was actually informed by research. We started by meeting with all 58 of the counties and doing an assessment of what were they capable of doing, what did they need, what kind of task force were available, and what their capacity level was. We then did an analysis of that information that informed us for the next 3.5 years and to this day. We did a statewide knowledge and attitude and belief survey that was modeled on the demographics of the state, both in English and in Spanish, to understand certainly what people knew or understood about suicide. We also then did a worldwide literature search and a campaign catalog. Interestingly enough, your instructor from New Zealand is one of the most respected suicide prevention campaigns in the world. And with that information, we created our own best practices that we used internally and to inform our own creative teams as a starting place for our campaign. Now, as our framework, we took a look at prevention, early intervention, and systems change. Really, today I'm going to be talking to you about prevention. So the reach of the two statewide media buys, so $13 million sounds like a lot of money. Half of the budget was earmarked for media. That's $3 million split into two flights. Well, in the state of California, with 58 individual counties and certainly 39 million people, it doesn't go very far. So we had to be very, very targeted as to who we were going to reach and what we were going to try to say to them. Our focus was on the white middle-aged man, that is the person both in the state of California and throughout the country that is by far at the highest risk and with the most completes. And then the young Latinas. Now, this group is quite different in that this is the highest group when it comes to self-harm. Now, these campaigns look very similar, but they're actually quite different. They were developed on separate tracks through focus group testing. The white middle-aged man is a very soft sell, very much a marketing draw-you-in campaign with surrounded by friends but never felt so alone. The Latina is very direct with, you know, I might be thinking about suicide. And their parents told us that you have to hit me in the head with this ad so that I know I need to take this ad and go and talk to my daughter about these concerns, where it's very different for the white middle-aged men. What's also very different is that this campaign is not targeted for those who are actually in crisis. It's targeted to those that are concerned about someone who is in crisis. So it has very much of what to do, how to have a conversation, which is specifically what our website is designed to do. It's not this big, broad campaign website where it has all kinds of materials on it. It only does one thing, that it educates someone about what the warning signs are for suicide, how to have a conversation with someone that you're worried about completing a suicide, and then has local resources for every single county in the state of California. and the counties themselves are responsible for that one single page that connects to this website. That way we know that it's going to stay updated. All of the campaign materials, the call to action is to drive people to our website, because the campaign materials simply can't educate somebody enough in a few words. For example, a billboard only communicates 7 words. Now, we have finished our two first flights of the campaign. It was very successful. We've had over 800,000 hits to our unique visitors, actually, to our website, not just hits. And most telling is our 36 million total completed views for our online video ads. We get a little more attention and get to drive home a little bit more of a message with that. We get to spend a little more time with individuals. And our partners, there are media partners in the state of California, really came and were very supportive with our project. And we had over $3 million of pro bono media with our campaign in order to help get the word out. Now, recently, at the end of the first 3 years, RAND Corporation did an evaluation of the entire program. That include our sister campaign, which is stigma reduction. It also campaigned the campaigns that were targeted for crisis centers. It was all 30 different programs. But we got a chance to ask a couple of questions, and one of the things that we did find out is that 35% of the participants in the statewide survey reported being exposed to at least one Know the Signs message. And what they further told us is that when they were exposed to the campaign, that they had a higher confidence to intervene with someone who was at risk, which was certainly, that was our goal. Now, to spend this type of county or government money, what was really important to us is that it wasn't a one-time only deal, that we wanted to have great reach, but we also wanted to create some sustainability and some capacity. And part of that capacity was the local implementation to the Know the Signs at the county level. We had 93%, which is 54 of the counties, actually implemented it locally in English, and about 88% in Spanish. And that was everything from embedding our website into their local website or taking materials off of our forum and developing them with their own look and feel that fit their county or their own local message with their dollars, or perhaps even placing a media buy with our materials at the county level. Now, I have a slide that actually goes into a little more detail about that. The other thing I would tell you is that we created materials that didn't have any images on them as well for the early phases of our campaign, with the idea that a lot of audiences feel it's really important to have their culture reflected in the images of these campaign materials. So by having them available without images, it extended the reach until we had the time and money to create additional materials, which we've just wrapped up with the Asian Pacific Islander communities and the African American, and also LGBTQ. These are a couple of examples of what they looked like when they got incorporated at the county level, and you can see some of them are direct pulls and some of them are very different. Now, a great example is Glenn County. Small, tiny county up in the Superior region that apparently they only have one pharmacy for everybody who lives in the county, and they had this great idea that they were going to take one of our ads and put it on the pharmacy bag so that everybody who got their prescription would get this campaign ad on it. And so we had this great story of a gal who actually got her medications filled that so she could use them to end her life, and that Here, all of a sudden she gets handed this bag that has a phone number to call and the reasons why you might want to. And she felt that the message was for her specifically. And she called the number and got help. Now, beyond just the media technical assistance that we provide the counties, we actually provide 3 levels of technical assistance to the counties. And the counties that are shaded in blue are the ones that are actually using more of our mini marketing or our hands-on technical assistance. A lot of the other counties that you see here are actually big enough to have their own local campaigns, and we have a different level of technical assistance for them. For some of these small rural counties, we give them $5,000, and it's they want to work with us on how to spend it, or do they want to spend it on their own and use our materials? Sometimes they want to be trained by us, and sometimes they just want to have us do it because they don't have the capacity. And we have a big enough team that we're able to do that for them. For a lot of the counties, they're looking for, it's less of a media, but more of how do you find death data? How do you work with your coroner? How do you get it faster? What do you do with it? How do you get different types of funds? And our suicide prevention technical assistance teams work with each of these counties to make sure that they're getting what they need in order to build that capacity. This is just a photo of our website with some examples of what it looks like when it's been embedded into somebody else's, as a matter of fact, that's Riverside down there on the corner, and Transitions, I think that's SLO, which is San Luis Obispo. Now, how do we do this? We created a forum called Your Voice Counts. And when we were developing the campaign, we did an outreach to stakeholders in the various communities throughout the state to get them signed up on our forum so that they could help inform us as we developed the campaign. We would capture if they were male or female or LGBTQ or if what culture that they came from. And when we were pulling together these materials, we would engage them on online forum in order to get their feedback and their input in how the messages were developed and if they were communicating correctly. And more importantly, particularly like for the API, the Asian Pacific Islanders, we let them tell us how best to disseminate our materials into their communities. But the other thing that Your Voice Counts has offered, it's a place for us as a resource center where we put all of the materials. So all of the campaign materials are created in multiple formats. A PDF, which is easily adaptable if someone wants to put in their own local information, or the original native art files, if they want to just download them off of our website and take them apart and use them any way they want. So, for example, our Spanish campaign shows up in the San Francisco in the BART stations as an English campaign, but they felt that she was more demographically appropriate for San Francisco. And just a quick touch base on some of our other social marketing efforts on this campaign. Like I said, there are a lot of them. These are just some of the ones that we're just finishing up right now, so we're excited about them. When I talked earlier about our framework, I talked about the systems change. And part of that is communicating to the media, which is tough. It's a challenge because the media certainly doesn't want to be told how to do their job. But we wanted to have some influence on how to report on suicide. So we created this booklet, which is actually handed out to all of the various counties, and we train them on how to use them so that their PIOs or their informational officers could then reach out to the media and engage them locally. And we created statewide media forums as well. And I'm going to skip through this to get to the My3 app, which is, this is actually to those that are at risk. It is a very simple app that is for those that are in crisis, that it has three phone numbers so that they don't have to struggle with finding someone. But more importantly is that it also creates a framework to create a safety plan, which is very important to somebody who's actually at risk of suicide, and that it connects to the Lifeline number or 911 in case they've already had some self-harm. Now, we used our campaign as the California pilot, but that the goal was always sustainability, and so we're very excited because it has launched nationally and has now actually been completely handed over to the National Lifeline Suicide Line, and something that they're using. And, okay, last but not least, our Directing Change. This particular program was developed in order to inform and train the media that we were going to use them as judges, and that because they were going to be judges, we would have to train them, and then they would learn about how the messages worked, how to report on suicide. Well, it turned out it was such a great success because of what the students that got engaged in this program and what the teachers felt about it, working with their kids at these programs, that this program as well has been picked up by the UC systems, which is the University of California systems, and is about to go into the state system as well, and will also be spinning off in its own sustainability through NAMI, which is a national program. So we've been very excited about that. That actually gets me to the very last slide, and thank you very much for your patience.